Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Psych Radio. I'm your host, Psych Bomb, on this August 16th, 2026. We've got a few more people than usual listening tonight. I am aware of that, so welcome if you're a new viewer, and to all of you who have continued to tune in, welcome back. This is the preamble before the show proper. It's just about 3 minutes of life updates and general rambling to kind of make the music feel a bit better when it comes in, so bear with me for just a moment while we go through the updates. So things have been pretty good for me. It's been a fairly uneventful week. I've managed to do a decent amount of voice work, actually, for a few people I've been meaning to do it with, and it's been quite a lot of fun getting back into that. I am glad that even after the move and the resetting up of the booth and, you know, all of the rigmarole that's entailed, I've still been able to produce an end product that I'm still quite happy with. I do enjoy the quality of it, and it is fun, which is pretty important. Besides that, that's business talk. I've managed to finish my Marlo Briggs write-up. That was a lot of fun. Part of the problem with reviewing video games is that there's only so much of an audience for it, especially when it's an older one like that. So, regrettably, I did not get picked up for one of the general aggregators of their best writing roundups, because I know if someone had read it, I would have been in there, because I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm among the best, and I deserve to be with the best regardless. I won't hold it against them much. You know, all it means is I have to get back at them by writing a really good article, which I am planning on doing. I've managed to get quite far into that, and I'm very pleased with it. I think what I'm working on now, it's a piece about nostalgia, and I think it is one of the best things I've written in a very long time. I wouldn't dare to say it's the best thing I've ever written, because we'll figure that out after it's done, but I'm feeling very, very confident in it for now. But yeah, I mean, it's been good. I've got my books. I've been reading through my books. A little bit of science fiction here, a little bit of nonfiction there. Been reading The Alchemist, perhaps one of the worst branded books of all time, where they describe it as a self-help book, which is kind of an astonishingly bad way to describe such a wonderful fairy tale fable. As a self-help story. It's kind of like describing Cinderella or The Princess Bride as self-help stories, because they have strong morals and make you feel good. It really is kind of astounding, but that's the publisher. You can't blame the author for that. Anyway, tonight, a simple selection for the garçon, the lady, and everyone else in between. Some down-tempo, as per usual, electronic ambient. I am keeping things a little fresh. I do have some fun picks tonight, some obscure ones, some old classics, and we'll be getting into that now. We've got Ought and Turquoise Death coming up for you now on Psych Radio.
Yourself or your ears be offended by improper Simply close your eyes and allow your ears to hear all sounds around you. Don't try to name or identify these sounds. Just hear them as you would listen to music. As when you hear a flute or a guitar. Don't bother about what it means. Just let your eardrums respond as they will to all vibrations now in the air.
Thank you.
That was Ott and Turquoise Death. Turquoise Death, by the way, that last one you heard, Sound System Breathe, is a phenomenal EP. I very highly recommend you listen to it. But after the show, of course, because there's a lot more music left for you here. One of the next artists I'm about to play for you goes by many names. Klangstein, I have to imagine, because he's German, he's going for like a Rammstein thing, so it's probably Klangstein, a.k.a. Schall Deluxe, a.k.a. Tom Webster. He is a German artist who also hosts his own radio show, also focusing on downtempo and electronic ambient. And I hate to plug the competition, but his music is quite good, and his taste seems to be accordingly good. I was listening to one of the sets he put together, because he seems to have stopped them, at least the YouTube uploads. And I was concerned for a brief moment, looking at the album artwork and everything that he uploaded, that he had turned to that great devil AI in order to create his cover art. But fortunately, I looked a bit more into it, and it turns out that, no, it's okay. People are still making really bad, really, like, tasteless, like, tacky photo bash garbage completely on their own. And that's beautiful. And I hate that this is the world we live in, that something like that can be taken away from me. So perhaps a faux pas from me for making an assumption that a talented artist would compromise himself with the use of AI and not just, not really have an eye for composition or the way an image flows or anything like that. And it's just, you know, a golden woman wearing yellow headphones. It's a little tacky, but what can you do? Sometimes the best artists are a little tacky. Coming up next for you here on Psych Radio, Klangstein, Anatech, and Rena Jones.
Inside.
was Klongstein, Anatek, and Rena Jones. Now, I always try to do my due diligence when I find these artists, and by that I mean there have to be these talky bits that interrupt the music so that you don't just like hear the music and then get sick of the music and then like you tune out. I gotta interrupt it so then you get sick of me so then the music is cool again. So what that means for me is I need to do a lot of research into the artist so that I have something to talk about for 2 to 3 minutes so that, you know, we have a break from the music and then we get back into it. Sometimes that's harder than others, and sometimes it's near impossible, as is the case with one of the next artists I'm going to play for you. This is an artist by the name of Patchwork. So now part of the problem is that Patchwork is a very generic name. I found about 5 different bands who were all named Patchwork, and looking up Patchwork artist, you know, came up with like quilts. Patchwork musician didn't help. So I went digging through where my usual sources, I get these from radio stations, you know, just like mine, support your local radio station. And the one that I get this from, Soma FM, they usually have very strong metadata. They usually have album art, name of the album, name of the song, name of whatever. The track that I'm about to play, they didn't even have the right name for the track, which is concerning. The only proof I can find that this was ever released physically at all is there is a YouTube upload from I think 13 years ago where someone took a picture of a cassette that says Patchwork on it and it's got the correct name of the song written on the cassette. So I have to assume that's the only evidence we have. It may be the only evidence we get. Oh well, at least the music still exists. Coming up next for you here on Psych Radio, Mono and Patchwork. Thank you. was Mono and Patchwork. Now, tonight has been a lot of artists that you probably don't recognize. I know I certainly didn't recognize any of them before they came into the playlist, so I figured there has to be at least one person I could put in that would be something of a fan favorite, that everyone would be happy to see around. And this is actually a little bit relevant to right now. Nujabes is, I'm not going to bury the lead. That's who I'm talking about. And Spiritual State is turning 15 this year. That was his final album released posthumously. He never actually finished it famously, and it had to be completed by some people who held him very dear, held his legacy very dear, and decided to finish and release it for him based on the demos and what he'd already completed. Now, eulogizing Nujabes this far out is kind of difficult because the ripple effects on what he was to music is kind of impossible to overstate. You probably have Nujabes like almost by himself to thank for like why Place Japan is kind of as big as it is. Like lo-fi hip hop does not exist without Nujabes, and maybe given the state of, you know, a lot of what you've seen of lo-fi girl merchandise or whatever, maybe, you know, you kind of wish it hadn't taken off. But the truth is that, you know, he was so influential and so important, and I mean, his music was just so good. Like, it's one of those artists who his popularity was completely earned. And not only that, but he deserved more. And, you know, wherever you heard about him from, whether you heard about him on some music discussion board or you watched Samurai Champloo or whatever it was, everyone kind of had their own reason for why they had found him and why they found him so compelling and why his music was so important to them. And, you know, I mean, as with all artists who die young, it's always a tragedy, but it's regrettable when you see someone who hasn't really reached the apex of their career, someone who is rocketing towards more fame and more success, becoming more important every single day, to see them kind of get that light snuffed out before they even had a chance to reach their full potential is always something that kind of, you know, burns a hole in the heart. And what can we do now but to let his memory live on a little bit longer, to share how much we love his music and to play it even today. So coming up next for you, Astronaut, Charles Webster, and Nujabes on Psych Radio.
Stay. Just contemplate, put it into action. Make your ideas and dreams come true. Take up the space that you need to. Stretch out your arms and make a
That was Astronaut, Charles Webster, and New Jabez. And this has been Psych Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Have a wonderful day, wonderful evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are. And I'll see you again next week. Take care.